Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For me, BT, the biggest reason why, like we've talked about it a million times, but we have to talk about it again today. The biggest reason why the Giants are where they are today is not because of the bad hires with Shane and Dable. I don't believe that that's the case. I believe it's Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. And this dates back 6 years. Now, you could go back even before that, and we've talked about it with, you know, the different head coaches and the different decisions that Giants ownership has made, and one wrong decision after another, one bad decision after another. But with Daniel Jones, it was such a stretch and such a bad pick that the majority of people at the time didn't like it. Gettleman was bullish on it. Okay, whatever. That's one thing, right? Like, some people are going to say, the draft experts, whether it's McShay, whoever, they're going to say one thing about it. You and I could say one thing about it. Gettleman and the Giants loved him. They traded up, whatever. They overdrafted him, whatever it may be. Okay, but do we need 6 years to figure out that a guy who was a reach to begin with by many, did it take 6 years to figure that out? Like, why? Why has it taken this long? It's one thing to make a bad pick. You make the bad pick, you figure it out by year three, and you say, all right, we move on, got to go on to the next one. We're in year six with a guy who was overdrafted to begin with, who never really showed any great signs of promise, maybe a little glimpse here or there, but, like, why is it taking 6 years? Think about that. We've wasted 6 years of our lives with a quarterback who, at best, should have been a 2 or 3 year thing. At best.
Well, I mean, you got to give him the 1 year. So of the six, we'll say five. And the first year was pretty interesting when he had some talent. We talked about that. He came in against Tampa Bay. I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, he's going to be gone after this year, and nobody's going to miss him. I know that sounds very callous. I mean, from a football perspective, nobody's going to miss watching Daniel Jones inch his way up the football field and try to get his team somewhere in the vicinity of the end zone. And then eventually either come up short and go for a field goal, or when they're trying to move a little bit quicker than those small increments, overshoot somebody, or somebody's open and he holds it and he gets sacked. I mean, the Daniel Jones experience has been a failure. I do think it's a little bit like, think about the Jets. The Jets moved on from Zach Wilson after three, right?
Correct.
Okay. They had an easier out, and we thought Rodgers was better than this, and we thought the Jets would be better, but that's not the point. Like, the Jets had a little bit of a trap door to escape that because it was, like, it was serendipitous, really, where they had, at least then, a decent roster, some talent, and an aging quarterback who can elevate them and whip the defense, win them games. So the Jets had a natural fallback plan. I don't know what that plan would have been for the Giants, because the Giants roster was not good enough to, in my opinion, really, you know, validate going after somebody like Rodgers. So what were they supposed to, besides drafting somebody,
right, but,
what else were they going to do?
But not pay a quarterback, you know, for however the contract is structured, not commit to a guy who's not very good to $40 million a year, whatever it may be. Like, if we said it at the time, if people were talking about it before he even got drafted, how could you double down on that?
And okay, so what are they going to do? But what were they? So they won nine games.
Do you think the Jets made the decision on Zach Wilson because of Aaron Rodgers, or because they realized, you know what, he's just not going to be it?
I think it was made out of desperation because they had also previously failed on Darnold, unlike the Giants. So I think the Jets was the Jets had to do something just to pacify everybody.
Well, I'm not talking about getting Rodgers. I'm talking about, like,
moving away from Zach.
Yes.
Well, I think that I think it was both,
because they could have kept him another year.
They could have. But then...
And transitioned into him being the guy to replace Rodgers still.
They could have, but the way Robert Saleh messed things up with the locker room, the Mike White t-shirt, some immaturity on the part of Zach himself, he's got to own that as well. I think the Jets had to get rid of Zach because the Darnold stuff, and that didn't work. And then first couple of years for Zach wasn't pleasant. The Giants, I think the Giants had a little more freedom, and I'm going to defend them here a little bit. They had a little freedom to more deeply explore what the ceiling of Daniel Jones was, because at least, you know, somewhat prior, you had a Hall of Fame quarterback who got you two Super Bowls.
Right.
A little different.
Imagine, though, if these teams, whether it's Drew Locke when he got drafted by, you know, Denver or whatever it may be, if they rode these things out for 6 years. That's what we're doing here with the Giants. Daniel Jones was a bust. It was an awful pick.
Yeah.
And yet they rode it out for 6 years. Like, that's, dude, it's... More, I mean, think about it.
I got you. It's over. I don't want to watch him play again. Know. But after the wild card win, they don't extend him. What are they doing? If what was the answer?
Starting the new clock then.
With who? We got to have an option.
Well, they got to draft a quarterback. They should have drafted a quarterback. By the way,
But they weren't picking top 10 because they won nine games.
So what? You don't have to be picking top 10.
No, yeah, you don't, but it's certainly... You know, I think you're simplifying it. Even though you're right, Sal, you're definitely right, big picture, but I think you're simplifying 2022.
Doesn't mean that they couldn't, it didn't mean that they would have picked the right quarterback, but they could have picked a quarterback, a different quarterback, other teams. That's the idea, and it's a whole other conversation, and we've had that too, but you don't need a top three pick to take a quarterback. And by the way, if you were that desperate, you trade up to get one. Like, that has happened before. Hey, teams have found franchise quarterbacks in the second round, third round, fifth round, sixth. Like, it does happen. Or if you don't have the top three pick, you trade up to get a quarterback. It has happened.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before, yet with the Giants, it was the Daniel Jones show for six freaking years. Mario's in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's going on? Great show as always.
Thanks, Mario. What's up?
Yeah, I agree with what you said. The only thing is on that, the year that they drafted Daniel Jones, a little bit of fool's gold because he had a pretty good first year. He had 24 touchdowns, you know?
Yeah.
So it was hard to get rid of him then. And then like BT was saying, once you win a playoff game, what can you do? Now, if you look at the draft in 2019, there were no quarterbacks.
Yeah, I know. There hasn't been a quarterback period that the Giants could have got.
There were some moves.
They could have also traded for Russell Wilson. Like, look, there are ways to get a different quarterback from Jones. And to your point, like, okay, well, he threw for 24 touchdowns. That's great. What happened in year two? And then they made every excuse other than Daniel Jones just isn't good enough. And a lot of us were able to see that. Again, the Todd McShay clip that we were just playing before, Hurley was playing off the air before. Like, if he said Daniel Jones isn't good at this, or this, before he got drafted, that means people were thinking that. But not the Giants. And if
one last thing, and I'll let you go. There were three or four people that said Lamar Jackson should have been a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, okay, I'm Mario.
I'll leave you with that. Thanks, buddy.
Well, you got it, buddy. I'm kind of with you. Now, listen, not that McShay didn't nail something, but let's pull up his misses because I'm sure it's probably longer than the hits. I remember Tony Romo calling me and Tiki, and you guys could Google this, and him calling Sam Darnold. He actually said that Sam Darnold was going to be the next Tom Brady.
Right.
He actually said that on our show. We had Tony Romo on when they drafted Zach Wilson. They're like, he's like a smaller version of John Elway. So I don't put a lot of weight into what these guys say. Yeah, we can pick and choose and whatever. I mean, it's tough. It's a crapshoot.
Agreed. But the point is, those guys who are the draft experts, right, they don't know everything either. But if they're saying that about Daniel Jones, and by the way, BT, we're not draft experts, and we also thought, like, what the hell is going on here? Like, this
with,
is
with
a,
Jones?
Yeah, it's a reach.
It was a reach. It was definitely a reach.
And then, so forget all that, because I'm with you. Like, whatever. Some people get a hit, whether you're an expert or
Lamar,
not.
Lamar barely went round one.
But the right team took
him. No, I know. But one more slot is round two. Everybody else passed him by.
Understood. And think about that. So they were all wrong. So the Giants could have been the smart team to take him. They chose not to. Anyway, the point is, we then saw Daniel Jones. And he wasn't good enough. Even if I give you year one, and I'll give you year two because of that.
I think he got hurt a little bit in year two, and the fumbles were still there a little bit.
Yeah, I'll give you year three. I'll give you year four.
Hey, generous guy to this, Sal.
But like, think about it.
But you're not giving him year four. He earned it. He earned year four. He earned that. Like,
how many touchdowns did he throw for?
But he played well, dude. He played. He didn't make mistakes. He won. He played well.
There's no way. And by the way, so they made the decision to evaluate their quarterback for 6 years. They were wrong. It was a waste of 6 years. It was a horrible pick, and it's 6 years of failure and excuses. Nothing but losses and excuses in 6 years of this quarterback. And now the next hope is, well, and now they got to draft the guy, and then we'll see in 2 or 3 years if he's the guy.
Well, bring it back to how we started the show, and it's all about Shane's press conference and obviously our reaction, what we anticipated. We said this yesterday, what we thought he should say, what he might, and then, of course, we're reacting to what he said. So this is why I'm not ready to say that Shane should be back next year. If it was just the quarterback, and the quarterback was so clearly weighing the franchise down, but they had a good old line, but just couldn't read defenses, 2-3 picks a game. Like, that's not the case. They're a very pedestrian roster because their draft picks, at this point, most of whom were made by the GM who spoke yesterday, has been incredibly pedestrian. Daniel Jones aside.
Nick is in Wharton. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
Good.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. So listen, Sal, I got to agree with you wholeheartedly, 100%. I agree with what you said about Shane. I think a lot of his accountability, he should have really stuck the finger to him, saying, listen, I got to take more accountability. It's my error. He's responsible for the draft picks that got injured and all this. And, you know, I agree with you, man. And BT, you know, I agree with you as well. You know, there has to be more accountability. I feel like there was just not enough truth to the answers that he was given in the press conference. And this is the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to take a quote from John Gruden. Let's just say that he is the coach of the Jets. And this is what he's probably going to say the first day if he gets the job. I don't think it's going to happen, but let's just say.
Okay.
He's going to come in there, and he's going to say, you know what, guys? I'm tired of this. We need a change. We're going in circles. And he is going to say, this is basically what he's going to say. He's going to go, I want better execution. And he's going to go, I want you to get a little bit more pissed off. Okay, not a lot of people expect a lot from the Jets or the Giants right now. Do they?
No.
Do they? You've been reading about us? I'm tired, man. I'm tired of it. It's time for you to put your foot up somebody's ass. I'm looking for a relentless every situation strain. Now I want everybody to pick it up today, all right? Because we're capable of being a good football team.
Yeah, I'm giving you. Did you hang up on him or I did not hang up on him? What happened?
I think he dropped. Oh, okay. He kind of bounced around a little bit. Giants.
Yeah, I was going to say
Gruden,
I'm
what he should
I'm
say
confused.
In his press conference. I don't know.
I'm confused. We could get to Gruden and the Jets a little bit later on. We touched on it yesterday, but it's worth bringing up again today after what Boomer said this morning. But we're talking about the Giants right now, and to me, like, Gruden's not an option for them. So I don't know why you brought him up. I would run it back with Shane and Dable. But yeah, BT. I mean, I heard we were worried about exactly what you said yesterday about the excuses and stuff like that. That's how it played out with Shane. I was actually disappointed. Not discouraged to a point where I would move on from Shane. I was disappointed with the way he handled that press conference yesterday.
That's a fair assessment. I mean, listen, my assertions are similar. I wasn't moved. I wasn't inspired. I wasn't really, I'm going to use the word moved. I wasn't moved to change my opinion, and I was kind of hoping that I would be. it was, you know, benign. It was uninspiring. It was kind of passing the buck, and that's not good enough when your team stinks.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word. It's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.